Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Reish Mem Hei. We are up to Sivav. It's on page 16. The Mechaber says in Sivav, Im ofu enam Yehudim betanuro shel Yisrael b'Shabbos al korcho. If Goyim baked bread in the oven of Yisrael on Shabbos against his will, V'nosnu lo pas v'schar ha-tanur. And then for payment of use of the oven, they gave him some bread. Osur lehonos mimenu. The Jew is not allowed to get benefit from the bread that was given him as the schar for their use of the tanur on Shabbos. Says the Mishabura, Sib Koton Chav Gimel, Em Ofu Enam Yehudim. Ayin bebach sov simen reish mem gimel shekosav. Look in the Bach who writes, the Ayri delo ofu bo rak b'Shabbos. We're talking about a case over here in the Mechaber, where the goyim took the oven and they only baked on Shabbos. The alkein, and therefore, av shebal korcho afubo. Even though they did it without his permission, he protested against them. Im yikabel asa kikar notel schar Shabbos. If he accepts the kikar from the goyim, so then he has accepted schar Shabbos, because all they did was use the oven on Shabbos and they paid him with a loaf of bread. Avlim afubo od shaar yamin. But if they baked with that oven other days as well, mutr lekabel mehem schar Shabbos gam kein behavlo. Then he can accept from them the schar of Shabbos as long as it is with havlo, meaning it's swallowed up by the other days. So specifically, if they only used it on Shabbos, he can't take the money because that's schar Shabbos. But if it was used on Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, so then there would be havlo and they would be, the yid would be allowed to accept even the schar for Shabbos. V'ayim b'ir halacha. And look in the Bir Halacha who writes, this idea of Havlo that we're saying you could accept the Schar Shabbos if it's swallowed up by other days of the week is even if the baking was not done against his will. Even though the Yisrael did an Isser by giving them permission to use his oven on Shabbos, that's an Isser that we learned in Reish Bem Gimel of Marisayin. Mikol Mokom B'di'evid Ein Lesor Scharo. But still, B'di'evid, we would not ask her the money that he gets. To Isser Bazehu Rak Mishum Marisayin, because the Isser is only because of Marisayin. Ukamoshe Gasadnu B'so Simen Reish Bem Gimel Mishaburis of Kodan Tazayin, like we saw at the very end of Simen Reish Bem Gimel, that money that you get through an Isser, if it's an Isser Be'etzem, then you're not allowed to benefit from the money. But if the money that you're getting is only from the Isser of Marisayim, we said you are allowed to keep it. So in this case, if he gave them permission to be baking in his oven on Shabbos, he did an Isser by allowing them to do it, but the only real Isser that was done is Marisayim, and therefore he would be the Eved, be allowed to benefit from the schar that he gets. Sivkoton Chavdale V'nosu Lopas. So the Goyim again took his oven against his will. They baked in it on Shabbos, and they gave him a bread as a schar. He's not allowed to benefit from that schar Shabbos, since it was only specifically used on Shabbos. Says the Mishabura in Lamedalid, Chavdalid, Lavdafka. It's Lavdafka that they gave him bread as the schar for the use of the oven on Shabbos. To who adinim nosnu lo mo'os, osir lo lakabel mehem. The same thing would be true. If they paid him money, then that money would be osir. V'uvdo ahia bepas, the maisa that was brought down, is talking about a case where they gave bread, but it's lav dafka the bread, whatever they gave, if it's only schar Shabbos, if it's usr, if it is schar Shabbos mixed with other days, it's havla, and then it would be mutter. That concludes Simen Reish Mem Hei. And now we begin Simen Reish Mem Vav. Again, we're on page 16. Reish Mem Vav is Dine Hash'ola v'haskoro le'enu Yehudi b'Shabbos, the halachas of lending and renting to a goy on Shabbos. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Mutter lahashil ulahaskir kelov le'eno Yehudi. One is allowed to lend out and to rent out his vessels to a goy. The afal pishu osa behem malacha b'Shabbos, even though the goy is going to be using these kelim for malacha on Shabbos, nipnei she'ein anu mitzuvim al shvisas kelim, because we are not commanded for our vessels to rest, and therefore, if you give as a loan or as a rental your kelim to a goy and he's going to use it on Shabbos, that would be mutter. That is shita number one. The yesh omrim, shita number two says, the kelim she'osim behem malacha, kelim that are used to do melacha, kego machareisha, for example, a plow, v'kayotze bozel, or similar things, aser lahaskir le'enu Yehudi be'er Shabbos. You are not allowed to rent out such kelim to a goy on Erev Shabbos. Ubiyoma chamishi mutter lahaskir lo. However, if it's not Friday, but it's Thursday or earlier, then you are allowed to rent this kli that's used for melacha to the goy. Ubilvat shelo yitos char Shabbos ele bavlo. As long as the money that you're getting from Shabbos is not for Shabbos alone, but it's havlo with other days. Kegon sheyaskir lo lechodesh o leshavua. For example, you rent a kli to him for a month or for a week, so then it would be mutter even to accept the schar Shabbos. Ulahashir lo mutter afilu be'er Shabbos. And to lend the kli to the goy is not only mutter on Thursday, it would even be mutter on Friday. The Ramah says, V'chein ikar kisvara hachrona, that is the ikar halacha, like the second shita, the Mishmur will explain in great detail both shitas, but the Ramah says over here, the ikar shita is the svara achrona. Then the Ramah writes, U'mutar lahashir lo b'erev Shabbos, you are allowed to lend the klitim on Erev Shabbos, af al pi shemasne, even though you make a tnai, you make a condition, shoha'inu Yehudi yasor v'yashilo, that the goy is going to go back and lend something to you. V'lo amrina b'chiagatna d'havi keschirus. We don't say that if I'm lending to the goy and I make a condition, he's going to lend back to me. We don't say that makes it like schirus, and that also would be mutter. So now let's see the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Aleph that will clarify the two shitas. Again, the first shita said that you are allowed to lend out and rent out your kelim to a goy, even though he's going to use them for malacha on Shabbos, because we are not mitzuva on shvisas kelim, says the Mishnah Berurah, hudas harif v'harambam. That is the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam. Usviru lohu dehadetanya, and they hold that which we learned in the Braisa. Here's the Braisa. Lo yaskir kelav le'enu Yehudi be'er Shabbos. One cannot rent out his kelim to a guy on Friday. Ubervi v'chamishi mutter. But on Wednesday and Thursday it is mutter. So that is the Braisa. You cannot rent out kelim to goyim on Friday, but you can on Wednesday and Thursday. So the Rif and the Rambam explain, humitam shvisas kelim da'aser. That the reason why the Braisa says you can't rent out the kelim to the goy on Friday is because shvisas kelim is a problem. Your kelim have to rest on Shabbos. If you give it to a goy, he's going to use it on Shabbos. So why is Friday different than Wednesday or Thursday? So the Rishonim asked that kasha on the Rif and the Rambam, and there's various answers. One answer could be is that you only have to be worried about it when it gets close to Shabbos earlier. You don't necessarily have to think about it earlier in the week. That's one answer. There are other mahalchim as well. But that is the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam, that the Braisa is saying you can't rent out your kelim to goyim on Erev Shabbos because of shvisas kelim, which is usr. Meaning, your shvisas kelim, your kelim must be resting on Shabbos. The Asya kebe Shammai, and according to the Rif and the Rambam, that Braisa is going lefi shitas be Shammai. The Svirulhu, they hold odom mitzuva al shvisas kelim kemu al shvisas bemto. Beis Shammai holds that a Jew is commanded to have his kelim rest on Shabbos, just like he's commanded to have his animals rest on Shabbos. Alva Beis Hillel sviru lehu shvisas kelim ein other mitzvah alav. Beis Hillel argues with Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel holds shvisas kelim is not a problem. You have to have shvisas behemto, your animals must rest, but your kelim do not have to rest. Menela. What comes out of that is mutter lahashil ulahaskir kelim afilu bi'er Shabbos. According to Beis Hillel, where there's no problem with shvisas kelim, you would be allowed to lend out and to rent out your kelim even on Erev Shabbos. Va'afilu kelim she'osim ben malacha, even if there are kelim that are used for malacha. Umikomokom gamheim svirlu. However, even Beis Hillel agrees to chol ha'kelim ein heter lahaskir rak b'havlo. It's true Beis Hillel argues with Beis Shammai and says shvisas kelim is not a problem. But Beis Hillel does agree, if you're going to rent it out, you can't be renting it out just for Shabbos. Any money you're making from the Shabbos rental has to be b'havlo, has to be a rental for days of the week as well. Avalo al Shabbos l'chud. It shouldn't be a rental just for Shabbos alone. Afilu im maskiron b'tchilas ha'shavua. Even if the rental is taking place in the beginning of the week for Shabbos, that would be a problem. The zehave schar Shabbos, that would be schar Shabbos. Ukemo shekosav achagach lefi yesh omrim, like we'll see soon, lefi the yesh omrim. The alze lo matzino misha mekel, we don't find anyone that's mekel on schar Shabbos. Schar Shabbos, according to everyone, is aser. If it's done b'havlo, then it's mutter. So the way the Rif and the Rambam explain what's going on over here, and that is the sheet of the Mechaber, is the braisa that says you can't rent out kelim to goyim on Friday. That's because it's going lefi beis shammai that holds shvisas kelim is required, and by giving it to a goy on Friday, he's going to use it on Shabbos to do malacha. That is aser. According to them, Beis Hillel argues. Beis Hillel says there's no problem with shvisas kelim, and therefore it would be 100% mutter to rent it or lend it on Friday. As long as you avoid the potential problem of Schar Shabbos, you can't just rent it out for Shabbos. You'd have to rent it out for a few days and have Havlah that the Schar Shabbos is mixed in with the Schar of during the week. That is the Shita of the Mechaber, number one, and that is the Rif and the Rambam. V'hayesh Omrim Hudas HaRav Rabbeinu Yonah. The Yesh Omrim of the Mechaber then brings down, that is the Shita of Rabbeinu Yonah, the Hach Braisa Lo Osra Mishum Shvisas Kalim. Rabbeinu Yonah argues the Rif and the Rambam. He says that price that says you can't rent out your kelim on Erev Shabbos has nothing to do with Shvisas Kalim. Ela Kekuli Al Maasya. Rather, that price is not only going Lefi Beis Shammai, it's going according to everyone, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Ve'atam, and the reason why you can't rent out your kelim on Friday is as follows. T'kishemoser Be'erev Shabbos Es HaKelim She'osin Melacha Behem. And you're going to give over on Friday kelim that are used to do malacha. V'ha'inu Yehudi yasa behen miyav b'Shabbos. And then the guy right away on Shabbos is going to start using those kelim that you gave him. He's going to use it for malacha. Nira kimo sha'us and malachto b'shlichus Yisrael. It looks like the guy is working as a sheikh of the Yisrael. Here you are giving over a kli that does malacha on Friday, and the guy is using it for malacha on Shabbos. It certainly looks like he's doing malacha for you as your shaliach. V'zeh aser, and that is aser, and that's why it could be Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, it is Aser. The Amira Le'eno Yehudi Shvus, as we know, telling a guy to do Malacha is an Issa D'Rabbanan. The Afal Gav the Besimin Reish Nun Beis Sif Beis Issa D'Shari Litein Oros La'abdanim Chashecha. Even though we're going to see soon in Siman Reish Nun Beis that you're allowed to give over your leathers to be tanned right before Shabbos starts, you're allowed to give your clothes to the cleaners right before Shabbos. The Eino Yehudi Adai to the Nafshei Kovid, because the guy is working for himself. He wants to get the cleaning done early, so he chooses to do it on Shabbos. But he can really do whatever he wants. Kevon de Kotzas Lo Domim. Since you stipulated a price for him, whenever he does it, he can do it whenever he chooses to do it on Shabbos, it's going to be okay. So why should this be any different? Why is it you can give your leathers to the tanner to do right before Shabbos? No problem. He does the tanning on Shabbos. And here we're saying you can't give over your kli that does malacha before Shabbos, and the goy will use it for malacha on Shabbos. What's the chiluk? Says the Mishnah Berurah Shani Hosam, there it's different. She'ein revach li Yisrael b'mash she'ho'eino Yehudi osa b'Shabbos. There you give your suit to the cleaners right before Shabbos. You have no benefit from the fact that he does it on Shabbos. He could do it Sunday just as well. You give your leathers to be tanned. You don't care when it's done. He doesn't need to do it on Shabbos. You gain nothing by him doing it on Shabbos. Aval b'schiras kelim, when you are renting out your kelim to a goy, yadua who it is known, shem yasna im ha'eno yehudi sheyishbos ba'kelim b'Shabbos, if you make a tonight with the goy that he cannot use the kelim on Shabbos, lo yitein lo schiras kolkach, he's not going to pay you as much for the rental. You took away a day. He's not going to pay you as much for the rental. Hilkal, therefore, kevan sheyesh revach li Yisrael, since there is a benefit, a gain for the Yisrael, b'mesha kelim niskorim eitzel ha'eno yehudi b'stama, you gain by renting it to him stam, and he has it first for Shabbos and then for other days, you gain by him using it on Shabbos. He's not going to lower the amount he pays you. V'osa behem malacha b'Shabbos, and he's actually going to use it for malacha on Shabbos. Milchsi kishlucho sheYisrael azeh. It certainly looks like he is the shliach of the Yisrael by using these kelim. Ma she'en ken kishemoser lo b'revi'i v'chamishi, which is not the case if you only give him over these kelim on Wednesday and Thursday, and he uses it later. It doesn't look as much as if you are giving it to him to do malacha for you. Then it is mutter. The lo mischazi kuli hai kishluchu. Then it doesn't look so much like he's your shliach. To summarize this very important Mishnah Berurah, the machlokas and the mechaber is as follows. The Rif and the Rambam understand the braisa that says you cannot rent kelim to goyim on Friday. That is going lefi Beis Shammai, and the reason why it is aser is because Beis Shammai holds you must have shvisas kelim on Shabbos. The mechaber paskins it's mutter because he's passing like Beis Hillel that's not concerned for shvisas kelim. The Yesh Omrim is the shita of Rabbeinu Yonah, who says the braisa has nothing to do with shvisas kelim. Simply, according to everyone, if you give over your kelim as a rental on Friday and he uses it on Shabbos, it pasha, it looks like he's doing shlichas, he's working for you, doing the malacha with your kelim on Shabbos, and therefore it is us if you give it on Friday. It looks less like that if you give it on Wednesday and Thursday, and therefore that would be mutter. Now the mechaber then said, that it's a problem with kelim she'osim ben malacha. And the example given was a machareish, a plow, the kayotze bun, similar thing. Says the Mishra Yosef Katan Beis, what's similar to a plow? Kegon reichayim, like a mill, v'chol klei umanus. And any kli that's used to do an umnus. V'ayim b'primigadim. Look at the primigadim who writes, Dehu hadin kelim she'ein osin bi'asman malacha. The same din is true, even if the kli itself does not perform a malacha. It's not a plow, it's not a mill that does the actual malacha. Kegon gigi she'asheichar nasaba. For example, some kind of vat that the beer is made in, o kedera shemivashlimba, or some kind of pot that is cooked in, v'chol kiagavna, or anything similar, kevan sha'al kaponim ha'eno yehudi osa b'malacha. The kli itself doesn't perform the malacha, but you do a malacha using that kli. You use the pot to cook in it, that is, the guy is doing with the kli malacha, nichzi kishlucho sha'yisrael. Says the Prima Gadim, that will have the same problem. V'lo bo harav rabbeinu yonah l'mu'ute, eloke shemaskir lo choluk v'talas ruchi agavne eiza kli she'eino omed lasas b'malacha. T'mutter l'haskalo afilu b'er Shabbos. Rabbeinu yonah, when he says, kelim she'osim em malacha ke'o machareisha v'kiyotzeba, he's not coming to exclude the gigas that you make beer in or the pot that you cook in. Those are included in the Isra. He's coming to exclude if you give over a garment, a chaluk or a talus, or something similar that no malacha is done with it whatsoever, that's when the Rabbeinu Yonah is saying that it's mutter to rent it to him afilu be'er Shabbos, because it's not involved in any kind of malacha. But the Mishnah Berurah is telling us in the Prima Gadim, as long as it's malacha done with this kli, whether it's the kli itself that does the malacha, or the person does the malacha with the kli, they're all going to be included in this Isser, because it looks like you gave him the kli to do malacha for you. But if you give him a shirt, you give him a talus, it doesn't do malacha, it doesn't have malacha done with it, and therefore that would be 100% mutter to rent to the guy on Erev Shabbos. So the Mechaber then said, in this Rabbeinu Yonah Shita, so it's Asr, I'm turning to page test, it's Asr lahaskir l'eino Yehudi b'Erev Shabbos, but on Thursday, on Chamishi, mutter lahaskir l'eino, you can rent it. And the Mechaber then said, u'bavach lo yitol schar Shabbos ele bavlo. As long as any money that's coming in from Shabbos is bavlo, says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Gimel, avalito schar Shabbos luchud, but to accept the schar Shabbos alone, afilu bekli she'eino osim b'malacha, even if it's one of these kelim that it's mutter to rent to him, mitzad, it doesn't look like he's doing your shlichus to do the malacha, so it's a garment, it's 100% mutter, but even there, schar Shabbos is aser. O shem maskir lo cheder laderbo, or you're renting out a room for him to live in, aser l'kuli alma. Again, like we said before, schar Shabbos is aser according to everyone. So even if you take care of the problem that it looks like he's your shliach to do the malacha, because it's a kli that has no shaykhus to malacha, it's a garment, it's a room, but l'maisa, if you're only getting the money for Shabbos, that would be a separate problem of schar Shabbos, u'kumoshi yizbor l'kamon, b'simin shin vav siv dalud. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitas of Katan Dalud. So the Mechaber ended off and said, as long as it's only bavlo, the example was sheyaskir lo lechodesh or leshavua. And then the Mechaber ended and said, ulahashir lo mutra afilu be'er Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yonah, the only problem is the rental. But if you lend him a kli, even one that does malacha, that's mutter even on Friday. Why is that? Says the Mishnah Berurah Sikkot Nadalot, dekevan she'ein revach li Yisrael b'malacha sa'ino Yehudi. Since the Jew is getting zero benefit from the malacha of the guy, it's just a loan. Lo yomru shlucho hu lazeh. No one's going to say that the guy is a shliach of the Israel. The alkein mutter lahasher lo afilu yom haShabbos luchud. Therefore, you would be allowed to lend him this kli even just for Shabbos. Afilu kelim sheyase ha'inu yehudim locha behem. Even if it's a kli that the guy is going to do malacha with, there's no problem with schar Shabbos, you're not getting any money. There's no problem of looking like he's your shaliach because he's not doing it for free. And the fact that it's free is just a loan, and therefore it does not look like he is doing his shlichus for you. That is 100% mutter, lefi the second sheet of the Mechaber, which is Rabbeinu Yonah. The Ramah then told us, v'chein ikir kesvara achrona, the Ramah comes out that the ikir shita is Rabbeinu Yonah, like the second shita, that the loan is mutter, and again, that the whole problem is that it looks like he's doing the shlichus for you, so it's only a problem with a kli that does malacha or has malacha done with it, other kelim would be mutter. Sivkatan hay is going on the last point of the Ramah. The Ramah said, mutter lahashalo be'er Shabbos, you can lend the kli to the guy on Friday. Even though you make a tnai, you make a deal, I'll lend you this, but you have to lend me next time. We don't say that's like a rental. That's considered still a she'ela, and it is mutter. Sibkata and hey. Even though in this case you're not lending it to him for free, but only as a payment that he's going to lend to you in the future, still, since it wasn't done mamish bedera schirus, as if you said, "Eten luchakach kadei shetashileni kli shalcha," I'm only giving you this thing on the condition that you're going to lend something back to me. Shari, the ayin bir halacha. Now the posim discussed this Beis Yosef. What exactly is the chiluk in the two ways? So one pshat is that they explain that over here in the case of the Rama, where we're saying it's mutter, that's where the guy initiated. He asked to borrow a kli. And then when you gave it, you said, okay, but on condition that you give me a kli in the future. The case that the Mishnah Berurah is saying is a problem is where the Jew initiated. He says, Eten lucha kach, I'll give you this kli, kedei shetashleni kli shalcha. As long as you give me your kli, if the Jew initiates it, so that's no longer like a she'ela, that's like a schiris. Instead of him paying you money, so now he's paying you with a kli. But the way the Ramah discusses it, where it's mutter, it was like two separate things. The guy first asked for a kli, and then you threw it in afterwards. That is still considered a she'ela, that would be mutter. We'll stop here and continue right the next time. Amir Tzashem, with Sibbez.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.